Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the best things I did in high school was to take dance in my phi ed class. Now, there was a dance class that everybody had to take in phi ed. And it, that dance class, one of our instructors, Mr. Schmiesing, who was the basketball coach and who was 6'11", decided to choose as one of his example dance partners, Kim Novak, who was 4'11". And so there they were, and his hand was on the back of her head. But that's not the good idea. They had an elective also where you could learn more. That was the really great idea I had. First of all, dancing is kind of fun. And most importantly, I didn't have to play basketball then. So yay, that was a really great thing, right? Now I'm not a great dancer, but I can dance. And when we dance, we hold one another. We support one another. We work together. We see each other, and we are truly interconnected where no one is left out. From the fanciest of waltzes to the foxtrot or the Lindy Hop to you know, square dancing or clogging or the polka, a big favorite back in Minnesota, right? When we dance, we are together, we are in relationship, and it is fun. Now, in the early church, John of Damascus, who is one of the early church fathers, which means that he was just one of the leaders in the church in the first 5 centuries, right? He described the Trinity as perichoresis, which is a Greek word for circle dance. So think about that dance that you saw in the movie Zorba the Greek, or think about the last time you went square dancing or something like that. John of Damascus described Trinity as this dance because it gives us a sense of relationship, of coexisting, of movement, of paying attention and working together, of intimacy and inequality. It gives us a sense of unity and fun. And that is Trinity. The Father and the Son and the Spirit and the Father, all joyfully caring for us and for all creation, all joyously dancing, the dance of love for all. And that is what we are gathered to celebrate today. We're not celebrating some esoteric, hard to understand logic puzzle. We are not here to lift up a single doctrine, but rather we are here to celebrate the story of God, which is at times complete, but more often than not is ongoing. It's a celebration of a relationship that I hope is seen and known and experienced by all of us. Our celebration of the Trinity is the celebration of the dance that is God, the God who loves and blesses us all. The word Trinity is really a kind of shorthand. It's a way for us to talk and to tell others about God. It seems to have backfired because Trinity sometimes keeps us from talking about God because it can seem too complicated. But Trinity works because this is how we experience God's love and God's power. We experience them in all of these ways. We know God as Father, Almighty Creator of heaven and earth. And so within our Christian community, we don't always have to tell all of those stories of Creator God. But as we talk to others and we speak of God the Father, it reminds us to tell of creation, which God did orderly, wonderfully, and good. In fact, God the Father calls it very good. We can talk then also of the Father's love and care for all creation and for all people. We can talk of the Father's love for us all in spite of our disobedience. And we can discover truths in the stories of Abraham and Moses, of David, and even in our own stories. Now, for some people, their quest to understand God ends at Father. But we know and we understand. We have felt that there is more. Because we also know God as the Son, as Jesus, our Savior and our Redeemer. For us, the shorthand is called Jesus, God the Son. And so we have some grasp on Jesus' humanity and his divinity. And we begin to understand the importance of both to us. When we speak to others, we are prompted to tell stories of Jesus' life, Jesus living as Jesus does the will of God in the world around us. We tell stories of his willingness to suffer and die in order to show us all the depth of God's love. But we also tell stories of the resurrection to show God's ultimate power and then to open the floodgates of God's love on all of us. But we also know God as Holy Spirit, our advocate, our sanctifier, our friend. And whether it is tongues of fire dancing on people's head, the gospel spreading, or if we are being marked with the cross of Christ at baptism, we feel the presence of the Spirit in our daily lives. And as we communicate with others, we can tell them and show them that the Spirit is here with us, always willing to help us, always striving to make us holy. The Spirit is not just something historic and not just something strange and weird that other people think about more. The Spirit is for us, as well as all we meet. And the Spirit is God's presence for us right here and right now. And actually, the concept of Trinity, what it is that we celebrate today, this dance that is God, helps us to see all of this in the here and now. Because without Trinity, our understanding falters. See, without the dance, it's easy to see God Father as some clockmaker way out there somewhere, uncaring, always watching, and not really quite sure he's pleased with any of us. Without the dance, it's very easy to make Jesus into a profound teacher and really nice guy, and not much more than that. Without the dance, it is easy to see that our redemption is more important, is more coming from us, and we need to accomplish it, and there's no one there to help us with it, and so we search for lists of things to do and minimum daily requirements. But these images of clockmaker and really nice guy and redemption that is ours to have to deal with are not biblical, and they're not true. God is always in relationship with us in love. Sometimes God has to love us too much to let us remain foolish, but God is always inviting us into the dance. Creation is ongoing. Every day we awake to a new day filled with the Father's gracious goodness. Redemption was successfully accomplished once and for always for all people. In the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but every day we get to live in the glorious aftermath of that proclamation. Sanctification, our being made holy happens every day and all the time as the Holy Spirit walks with us and dances with us. Today's readings even illustrate the goodness and the relationship that we enjoy with God. We read in Proverbs of the wisdom of creation, which is ordered and not accidental. Wisdom, one of the first creations as all of the Trinity comes together, defeats chaos as God's gift, all for us and for our sake. And we discover that wisdom new every day. And we live our wisdom daily as God gives us the Spirit to do so. In Romans, we discover that confidence, grace, and peace are ours through Jesus Christ. There is no need for us to be afraid of God or of God's wrath. God is not an uncaring clockmaker or a cruel despot. God cares for each of us and for all of us, and gives us the strength to face whatever the devil, the world, and our sinful self is going to throw at us today. And in John, we learn that the Spirit gives us truth and guidance every day. The Spirit is constantly working with us so that we experience and know all that is God, and that we bring that knowledge and those experiences and all of that wisdom with us wherever it is we go. So let's dance. Let's celebrate the story of God's love for us in the reality of the Trinity. Let us marvel at God in the reality of God's unity. Trinity shows us a relationship. Trinity is for us a constant hug that we receive from God's love. Trinity is a dance that we are invited to join, and so don't be afraid of the Trinity. Enjoy it and share Trinity as a reality in your life and experience. Share it as you experience God's love, and let us share that love, because the world around us needs that love so much. Amen.